34. Results of quote-unquote scientific test carried out on AE-911 quote-unquote truth. June 21, 2011. It was recently brought to my attention that a second AE-911 truth petition signer, Scott Krajka, had remarks relating to the research of Dr. Judy Wood into the destruction of the WTC deleted from the biography section of his profile. When he saw that this had happened, he asked for his profile to be deleted. Therefore, it seems to be clear that they are attempting to censor the study of available evidence. I have included Mr. Krajka's correspondence below and the response he was sent by AE-911, and I thank him for allowing us to post this. It now seems to be the case that the behavior of the AE-911 group has been tested and the results are repeatable. A previous test by Abraham Hafiz Rodriguez, who also mentioned the research of Dr. Judy Wood to Richard Gage, resulted in his name being deleted from the petition, initially without his knowledge. At an event in Peoria, Illinois, Abe Rodriguez asked Richard Gage why he was deleted from the petition. Gage's responses were rather vague and even contradictory. Similar results were obtained by We Are Change, Oshkosh. It should be pointed out that Dr. Judy Wood is the only person to initiate court action based on the scientific evidence pertaining to the destruction of the WTC. She is also the only person to complete and publish a comprehensive and independent forensic investigation into the destruction of the WTC. It seems that the conclusions of this forensic investigation are so important that whole organizations who claim to be oriented around truthful, open investigations have been tasked with covering up, muddling up, and attempting to discredit this research. Of nut jobs and witchcraft. On May 8, 2011, Ralph Winteraud on his RBN show asked Mr. Richard Gage, leader of AE-911 Truth, about the evidence referenced above. Mr. Gage's response was interesting. He said, "There are dozens of nuts out there with PhDs." And he said, "Now when Judy Wood is not going to acknowledge any of that evidence and just hand-wave it away, then she's not practicing science. She's practicing witchcraft." It is somewhat amusing to hear Mr. Gage fall short of calling Dr. Judy Wood a nut, but he later then, without apparent reservation, accuses her of practicing witchcraft, which would imply he thinks she is a witch. Clearly, AE-911 is not practicing witchcraft. However, it does seem, following these tests, to be involved in what might be termed as an intellectual witch hunt. The way to find the truth is to look at the evidence. Finding the truth is not achieved by censoring, ridiculing, and insulting those that are presenting the evidence. In the audio clip above and the so-called rebuttal, it isn't really a rebuttal, article AE-911 has posted about Dr. Judy Wood's research, there is only an attempt to address the missing steel evidence and what is known as the spire. Both assertions can be seen by studying the available evidence to be incorrect, and the rebuttal itself is therefore both incorrect and incomplete.